The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jason Spies. I'm coming to you live from the Permian Basin hiring events at the MCM Grande, Fun Dome and Hotel. I got to realize I'm south of the Mason-Dixon line, so it's the Grande when my old stomping grounds, the Taco John's, we used to have an Apple Grande, which was a tostada with apple and cheese on it, a little bit of cinnamon. It was very good. Well, I'm going to hand off the mic to Ken Lavin, who does some correspondent work with The Crude Life occasionally, but his main gig is Fossil Fuel Fridays and Mertz Manufacturing. I might have to do an edit there. All right. Hey, we're live, so everything is good to go, and it was meant to be. You know, sometimes I screw up just to make sure people notice the correction of the name of the company. You see what I mean? So I'll like stumble on purpose. That's exactly what I did. I will stop talking now because I just realized this parachute is a knapsack and I'm falling very quickly to the ground. So before I hit the ground, and my file's almost uploaded, so I'm actually doing three things at once. I'm going to hand off the mic. Ken, take it away. Introduce our guest, please.
Thank you, Mr. Spies, as always. Thank you, The Crude Life, being down here and meeting these amazing people here at the Permian Basin hiring event. So I have some awesome guests with me today, and I am going to let them introduce themselves because I am horrible with names. At least I got the R right, though. It's a grande.
Good job.
But so tell me, introduce yourself. What do we got here?
My name is Danielle Robertson, and I am the Senior Director of Mission Services at Goodwill West Texas.
Okay.
And I'm Caitlin Finessa, and I'm the Director of Marketing and Communications for Goodwill West Texas.
Oh, my gosh. It's like I'm looking at myself right here. Yeah. I'm our Sales and Marketing Manager, yeah, so I'm like, this is like perfect right here.
You two in one.
That's right. They got their cameras with them here. I know you guys can't see this, but they have got their cameras. They are ready to go. Yes. And so tell me what you guys are doing at the event.
Part of my work is I oversee one of our external programs called the Career Center. We have a Career Center located right here in Odessa that serves all of the Permian Basin. It offers services to literally anyone who walks through the door that's looking for employment.
Really? I'm going to stop you real quick. What age do they start at?
16 and up.
16 and up. Yes. All right, guys in high school, I'm just telling you, we were starting at age 14 back in the day.
In the real world.
Yeah, in the real world. I mean, you started farming when you were like 9.
Excuse me, the old guy's got to step in for a minute here. Back in the real world, as it's quoted in the Oil Man magazine, where I'm on the cover this month, by the way, as the featured story.
Shout out. Hey.
I started working at age 10 as a 1099 employee.
Wow.
As a newspaper boy. Every day, age 10, I would get up, deliver the papers by 7 a.m. or 6 a.m., depending on time to make the donuts, every single day, just like a farmer, man. You go milk the cows every day. It was a thing. So you guys want to talk about the real world? Some of us started at age 10.
Bless. Just gives you all some stuff to put on your resume, which Jody can help look really nice.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't even know what a resume is.
It's my job.
Oh, no. He's still $10.99 a day. What are we talking about? That's hilarious. Awesome. That is so true. So you can start them at 16. Help them with resumes.
Uh-huh.
And then what was that you were saying? You were giving him a hard time there. What was you saying? You can be about able to...
About the resumes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just make them look nice. You know, you got to stand out these days whenever there's just a lot of competition out there. So Jody, she'll help you with your resume. She'll help you get ready for your interview, too.
No.
You know, give you some of those questions and help you answer them. And just so you're really prepared whenever you go in to talk to your future employer.
Let me grab it one more time because you mentioned make it look nice. So the first thing I'm thinking about is, pretty paper and all these other things. One time what I did, and this is in radio. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I have a face for radio.
I stuck a wet nap in with a letter. I wrote a letter, said, hey, I want a job. And back then, I didn't know what a resume was. I was a young kid, you know. And I just stuck a wet nap in there because I had one on the table.
Yeah.
And so when I followed up, I said, did you enjoy the wet nap? And immediately he knew who I was.
Oh,
and guess what?
There you go.
I got the job.
Yes. Yeah. Talk about standing out.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Or you could put perfume on it or cologne, you know. There you go. Just saying. I see your tricks over here for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Jody's almost like a secret weapon to have in your back pocket. She's got a lot of really great connections with the hiring managers in the Permian Basin. So at the first meeting, like, she has a conversation one-on-one. Yeah. She'll find out what you got, what you need, what you're wanting, and then from there can get you hooked into whatever job you're needing, or at least started on the path to obtain whatever you're needing for that job.
Awesome. So, yeah. We'll rep her again. Tell her full name. So everyone,
Jody Burdett.
Jody Burdett.
Jody Burdett.
Okay. Is there a good contact for Jody while we're talking about Jody?
There is a good contact for Jody.
Okay.
You can give her a call at the Odessa Career Center, and the number is one we're pulling up right now.
Okay, no, they've got it right here. They're just agging you guys on a little bit longer. I mean, you know, it's like getting all the viewers in there, right?
I need a drum roll or something.
Yeah. But if you go over to the Odessa Goodwill location, then her office is just based right out of that store. So that's a good way to find her.
Okay.
But yeah, or you can give her a call.
So the address for the Odessa Career Center is 4212 Preston Smith Road. It's over there behind that dealership next to Home Depot. I know a lot of people know where the Home Depot is over there, Across from the UT Permian Basin. And
you can also make an appointment online if you'd like to beforehand at goodwillwtx.org.
Oh.
Or you can call Jody at 432-614-4963. And she is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And, you know, if she's not here at a hiring event, then she's there at the office. So.
Awesome. Now, and you're talking about her being at these hiring events. Do you guys have a website or a place that they can see where you guys might be at some hiring events that they could be able to come in and check them out?
You know, that's a fantastic idea. And I'm so glad Caitlin is right here for me to tell her. That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, she's everywhere. I mean, you can count on her to be at these events. She likes to make those connections. She wants to talk to you and get to know you one-on-one. And so, I mean, you could pretty much bet your bottom if there's a hiring event, Jody will be there at Blue Career Center Goodwill table.
Sure. Yeah.
No. Okay, very nice. So are y'all on any other social medias that they can reach out to?
We sure are. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and that handle is GoodwillWTX.
Okay, Goodwill WTX. Okay, and no TikTok, though.
No.
Not yet.
You
know,
no. We might be branching out.
Look, she's already excited. She's I got so many ideas.
You have so many ideas. Yeah, I'm so glad that we came to this interview today.
That's right. See, there you go. Like I said, in my world, I have people reach out to me all over the place on LinkedIn. I haven't had a TikTok person reach out yet, but I've had a ton of Facebook reviews and applicants. So, yeah, I always want to throw that out there. It's like, hey, give everyone avenues, because some people don't have a Facebook or they don't have a whatever.
Right.
So,
yeah, you're right.
Okay, awesome. So last time before we go, though, rep your company and tell them how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, so Goodwill West Texas, the Career Center in Odessa. The address is 4212 Preston Smith. Go in and ask for Jody. Go in person and ask for Jody. Whatever you need, she's got it.
Yeah, and remember, whenever you shop and you donate to Goodwill, that helps us hire amazing people like Jody who can help create jobs, and we always say change lives through the power of work. So,
amen. Well, guys, thank you so much for being on the Crude Life today. Thank you so much for being at the Permian Basin hiring event. And Jason, do you want to end us out with any other words of wisdom?
You bet. Thank you both for coming on here. Are you guys ready to record this time?
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Hey, folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
That's what love is like. That is who am I that I would push back? Is that the loving thing you made a bit for me to lie?
Welcome to the Flock, Sock, and Barrel. My name is Jason Spies. I'm with the Crude Life, and I'm being joined today with special guest co-host Ashley Smith with Truckers Against Trafficking. And Ashley, I got to tell you, I made a fool of myself on the news 5 times because I could not say Truckers Against Trafficking. I froze. Did you see that?
You know, that is the bonus point of us not doing it live is that they can edit all of that out. So nobody needs to know except you, me, and Christy, and, well, everybody else that's listening to this podcast.
And everybody who was watching it happened in the moment. And I noticed Ken Lavin's respect for me went away very quickly as he saw me just look like a fool. Anyway, well, thank you very much for joining me today here at the Crude Life with the Flock, Sock, and Barrel, being a special co-host. And you're moving to Midland, huh?
I am. We are in the process of buying a house. They did the inspection today, living in a hotel, so I'm about to be a Permian Basin resident. I'm pretty excited about it.
Officially living the Crude Life now if you're living in a hotel.
I am, so. Yes. I'll be able to tell you which hotels I enjoyed the most.
Not like one of those stuck-up affluent ones with a house. Come on now, those rich folk.
Not quite there yet. It's going to take a little bit of time.
Well, we're very excited today because Christy Unrein is going to be joining us, and she is right now joining us. So how are you doing there, by the way?
I'm good.
And it says here you're the VP of Operations. Is that correct?
It is correct.
For Torino Pizza Bar.
Torino's Entertainment Group, yes. And we have a few bars, reopening one later this month. But right now we're doing the Torino's Toy Drive.
Okay, so let's talk about Torino's Toy Drive. Do you want to talk about the pizza bar at all? And you said entertainment first. So
yes, so...
Say the name again.
Torino's Entertainment Group.
Thank you. And you guys are the ones that are spearheading the Toy Drive.
Yes.
Okay, now let's go ahead and talk about the Toy Drive.
So we're in our 11th year, and we... Every December, we start in November, go through to December. We've got about 4 weeks left. We do a party for a purpose in December, and that is free food, live music. Entry fee is $10 or a new unwrapped toy to get in. Everything brought in at the door the night of the event is matched by our owner, 100%. The party is paid for and sponsored by the owner, so no toy drive money comes out of the event. All of the proceeds go to 4 local charities in Midland and Odessa, the Boys and Girls Club of the Permian Basin, High Sky Children's Ranch, CASA of West Texas, and of course Toys for Tots, which also does Angel Tree. And what's different about this toy drive is every penny that we raise, we actually get to go and spend with the charity, or they give us lists for each children, so we know exactly where the money went. So we are actually able to go shop for individual children in the emergency shelter, or we shop with counselors of Boys and Girls Club that know which children are in need that are part of their groups. They're actually able to, we do a Kohl's Saturday shopping where the families show up and they have a budget per kid, and it's really neat to get to see them, you know, people that are less fortunate, to get to see them go shopping for their kids and pick out their own things, or teenagers pick socks and underwear over the cool Nike shirts. You know, it just, the little kids get to pick their own shoes with lights on them. It's very rewarding, and we get our staff involved and volunteers involved. What we're looking for is sponsorships, donations, anything leading up to the toy drive that helps local area kids, whether you want to drop by toys, whether you want to drop by money. We do offer tax write-offs for businesses or sponsorships. And really, we're 4 weeks away and we're getting excited.
I'm looking at this 11th annual Torino's Toy Drive, the flyer here. And this is quite an ordeal here. I mean, you've got table tents, and it's quite an event, huh?
It is. It's a wonderful party.
And you guys are trying to raise $25,000.
Yes, and we are halfway there right now.
Oh, you're already halfway there.
We're halfway there leading into the event. I have 4 weeks to get to the rest of the way.
4 weeks. Okay, so half. I was told there'd be no math today. What's half of, Ashley?
12?
You were not told.
12,500.
Okay, divided by four, we'll say three. So about $3,000. Okay, so it's doable. This is doable here. So how can people help you? How can people do this? I know that you kind of mentioned it, but let's really rattle the cages here.
So they can stop by and get a donation packet for a business or an individual. They can write a check to either the charity themselves or us, and we can help them get a tax write-off and all those things if they're interested in one. If not, they can drop off donations, whether it's money, whether it's new toys, clothes, anything. Just make sure it's unwrapped. We're open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week. So always somebody there to accept donations. I believe some of the charities also have Amazon lists. They have all those digital things. Other than that, if you're unable to do that or stop by, join us for the party. It's $10 entry fee for live music and free food and a night of just mingling.
Mm-hmm.
So you've really reiterated the fact that y'all actually have connections with local nonprofits. And I love that because you can make sure that the right items are getting to the right people. So it's great to just drop a toy in a barrel, but $10 goes so far in ensuring that a family has that opportunity to either buy socks, or if their kid is really into Moana and they want that doll, they can ensure that they are getting what their kids want, and there's nothing going to waste. So I know that sometimes it feels like just donating money is like, is that really making an impact? When really that makes an even bigger impact, because you can ensure that the right people are getting what they really want and they're feeling cared for during that holiday season. Is that
yes.
accurate?
Yes. And these children, you know, most of them are less fortunate, and like with Boys and Girls Club, the counselors know which children are maybe struggling or need some help in the holidays. And so they put together lists, and I actually meet them with the buses at Walmart, and they shop specific for children. Or High Sky, we get not information about them, but, you know, basic name, age, size, and what their Christmas list is. And we have to go hunt and find that special doll or that Lego, or if not, there's always Amazon or the internet. But time is not on your side from turnaround to Christmas and with delivery, but we do our best. And then some of them are in need of clothes and other things. It's not always toys, but we can say we know 100% because we work with the charities and we have the receipts, and we can prove every penny went to goods, toys, and clothes, not the electricity bill, not the salary, not anything like that.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio@thecrudelife.com.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19. $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98. Regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with Jason Spies.
You remind me that I'm not in control. I'm out of control, man. You know I think that I'm better alone. But you're keeping me open, and what I see in you is something they don't. You already know that.
Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill. I'm with Knight Fire Specialists.
Todd Moore with Big D Companies.
Justin Premier with Big D Companies.
And this is Ken Lavin with Mertz Manufacturing.
We are here at the Permian Basin International Oil and Gas Show, thanks to our friends at Privateers, Stacy Jones at Mind's Eye, and of course the Wireline Group. Everybody pitching in to make this show really productive get everybody's
amazing guests that we've got here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell them who we got.
Yeah, Todd, tell me about yourself. How'd you get in oil and gas?
So I've been with Big D now for 11 years. That's when I first got into oil and gas.
First time in the oil and gas.
First time in oil and gas.
It's a long time. 11 years is solid.
So funny story is when I first got into it, there was an over-under whether I'd last 60 days or not.
That's with all of us. That's fair.
Yeah, that was starting out as sales. My background was doing sales, and 11 years later, now I'm the CEO.
No, yeah. Congrats! That's right. We have a CEO live, man. That's amazing.
I don't know how often that happens anymore, where you just start at the ground up and stay at the same company,
right.
and it's rare in oil and gas. So your story's very unique.
Right, I grew up in South Texas, Uvalde, Texas, west of San Antonio, between San Antonio and Del Rio. Of course, when I grew up down there, the Eagle Ford didn't really exist. Of course, what was under the ground did, but I never grew up hearing about royalties, never grew up hearing about what a landman did.
It's a lot.
Never knew what an operator was. It was all farming and ranching. So pretty much all I knew about oil and gas when I came out here is that I put it in my truck and I think it made plastics.
Nice.
So fast forward into it, here we are. Big D's been in business now for 44 years.
Whoa.
Family-owned company. That's where I feel like I've been blessed to be able to move up as quick as I have.
Congrats. How about you?
Yeah, so Justin, tell me all about yourself.
Yeah, been with Big D for 9 years. Started in the safety department.
Everybody loves the safety.
Yeah. Born and raised here in Midland all a couple of years, going out with the family, moving to Dallas area, came back. Never wanted to be in oil and gas.
No.
No. Did environmental right out of college, and then after that, got on with Big D doing safety and became sales manager shortly after that. It's a treat, you know, like Todd said, 44 years for a service company here in Midland, or in the oil business, period.
That's a legacy.
It's so impressive to see that the old school, what I grew up with, 17, 18 years ago, that I was like so enamored to hopefully be like you guys, and I never got that opportunity. And for y'all to keep it going with Big D, that's amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing.
So what all can Big D do?
Yeah, what do you guys do?
Well, we do everything except for set up the rig and porta potties.
Nice.
Everything on surface.
Okay.
We don't drill anything. We have two departments or companies, Big D Construction, Big D Equipment.
Okay.
So the construction company, we build frack ponds, lease roads, pads, reserve pits, and then the equipment side goes out and lines them, water treatment. We have drones, water transfer, rental of life lab.
Drones, I'm gonna play.
So we do a little bit of all out there, and our newest part of the department is water treatment and automation. So
exciting.
Yeah. So Todd and I had a lot to do with bringing on automation. Nowadays in the oil field, everybody's younger. It's a younger crowd, and what's the first thing they do is they get on their phones, tablets, computers. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
Podcast?
So I don't know. We're not on a podcast right now.
Yeah. So it just went hand in hand for us.
No.
That's exciting. I love that. That we come here and see all this new innovation and technology. Companies like Big D Companies are just bringing something to the table that not anybody has had available before.
And morphing. You're actually changing with the times.
Yeah.
What do you think the key is to you running this company? Like, how do you just wake up every day and go, okay, well, here's what I need to do to steer this company in the right direction?
Bottom line is take care of the customer.
Take care of the customer.
So we're extremely customer driven. So partly why we have so many departments within the company is constantly it was, hey, can you do this? Can you do this? Well, Justin, as a sales manager, he could tell you the answer is yes, we can do it.
Yes,
so,
we can do it. We'll figure it out.
There's not much we can't do. So.
Yeah. Love it. So we right now we have just over 300 employees. Primarily, most of those are laborers. These are the guys out here getting it done in the field for us.
Appreciate you guys.
Take care of your people.
Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you. And one of the things we have at Big D is we have the Wall of Honor. The Wall of Honor is every employee that has been with the company 5, 10, 15, 25 years. And we have several. Every month, we're giving out 5-year and 10-year awards. So for a service company to be able to retain their employees 5 years, 10 years at a time, it just speaks volumes about what we got going on.
Inspiring.
So, and a lot of our customers, or a lot of our employees, they take care of specific customers. And so they have relationships there and they learn to trust us. And whenever they do say, hey, well, I know you guys don't do that, but can you do this for us? They say, yes, we'll take care of it.
Okay, I always like industry first. So is there anything that you've got cooking in the books that you're coming out with that we don't know about yet that you might want to announce to the public? You got something brewing that you, something new you're going to be doing, expanding?
Nothing new, but the newest service that Justin kind of keyed up on was our water treatment.
Yeah.
So our water treatment, we've been dabbling in it for about 3 years, and I would say we've been, actually probably more like 7 years,
yeah,
but I would say we've been successful at it for the last two. So,
hey man, at least you rolled up your sleeves, like, hey, we're going to solve this together.
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
Partnership up with your customers and say, hey, together we can do this.
Right, so primarily at our core, we're a construction company, and then pit lining, polypipe follows. Well, a lot of our customers, I think they look at us and rely on us on those services. They don't always think about us as a water treatment company. And we are. We are a water treatment company. We've hired a gentleman named Kyle Knapp who has done really well for us. He has almost 15 years experience in it. And we've actually gone out and we have a patent-pending filter.
Patent-pending filter.
Yeah.
90,000 barrels a day out of one unit.
Wow.
See, so. I got some good stuff. I like that. Yeah. All right.
How do, man, thank you for being our Victims Day on this podcast. How do people get a hold of you so they can start using you?
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. What's your website?
It's www.bigdco.com.
Okay.
There we go.
And they're both on LinkedIn. Anything and everything's on there. Yep. Absolutely. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
Oh, awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
Man, you're doing it. Todd, Justin, thank you guys so much for being here with us today. I pray for your success, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, man. Got there and kicked butt.
Thank you very much.
It's good to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is our show, everybody. Thank you. Thanks. Take care. God bless y'all.
Bye-bye.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill. I'm down here in Oklahoma City as a correspondent for The Crude Life. Thank you, Jason, for having me come do this as always. I am here at the Southern States Energy Board annual meeting, I guess. They do this for energy pioneers, leaders in energy, like Brad. He's an elected official here, and always a big fan and good to see him. Brad, man, tell me how the state is involved in this. What all do you do?
Well, first of all, it's good, always good to see you, Matt, and I appreciate you having me on here. But so the Southern States Energy Board is a group of energy states. It's about 14 states, I believe, that have their energy producing states, and Oklahoma is obviously a big energy producer. And so I'm here representing really Oklahoma House representatives as the chair of the Energy Committee.
Yeah, you do a lot with that. So what all is the Energy Committee doing here in Oklahoma?
So we're doing a lot of things. I mean, right now, one of our big things is it's really just trying to protect the industry. At the federal level, as you see on the news, really I feel like we're under attack right now, especially the oil and gas producers. And so in Oklahoma, we're here to support our industry. It's a big part of our state economy. A lot of jobs are produced in oil and gas. I think one in five jobs are produced in oil and gas. So we love the oil and gas industry here in Oklahoma, and we're here to protect it. And unfortunately, we have to, you know, kind of sometimes fight against our federal government, but that's what we're here to do. And also, we're here to promote our industry to other companies that may be here today and tell them that, hey, if you're not happy in the state that you're in, we'd love to have you in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, we just saw Canoe. Man, that guy spoke and just inspired both of us to possibly, you know, look into it. And I've never thought I would ever, you know, consider an electric vehicle, but here he is in our state producing vehicles that might actually pay us back.
That's right. You know, it's a new company. They're moving to northeast of Tulsa, and they're going to be hiring 2,000 new employees.
Wow.
In their manufacturing plant. So that'd be a great opportunity for Oklahomans and be great for our state.
It's great for the oil and gas industry. They're going to be using oil and gas to power those vehicles and their operations.
That's right. And also for every new manufacturing job, I think it creates two other jobs indirectly. So, you know, not just manufacturing, but it'll help other jobs as well.
This is the coolest conference. I mean, I'm so impressed. I've never seen a bigger gathering of energy industry leaders and elected, you know, people that are pushing the agenda for technology and for, you know, conversations and collaboration. You know, this is, you know, all the state agencies are here, like your own. The Secretary of Energy is here. I mean, on and on. Kevin Stitt's here. We have governors from all over the United States. I mean, what do you think we could do as the energy sector to help you guys in your jobs, you know, to push, you know, the things that need to be pushed?
I would just say stay engaged and, you know, just know that, you know, there may be some negative news that you see on the media, this and that.
No way.
But just keep in mind, it's never as bad as it seems, and just hang in there. I think Oklahomans are resilient. Our oil and gas industry, we're known to be ups and downs all the time.
We can get kicked in the guts like nobody else. We love it.
And, hey, we get right back up, don't we?
Yeah, amen.
And we keep fighting. And
I know you're part of it.
That's right.
Your family, yeah, I mean, that's it. Take care. God bless. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
It's all work here every day, but when the lights go out, it's then that I say, sad to behold, nothing you could do will make me go, will let the world
change. The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
I never let the joker out my sight, never went broke on an all or nothing, never made a bet so out of line, till I met you and I hit the ground with it.
Welcome to the Saturday morning edition of the Crude Life Storytellers here live from Watford City at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites. And we got Blair Thorson in attendance as well. He just got a rough night. He spent a week at Winona last night. No, I'm just kidding. Blair Thorson, of course, former North Dakota Senate, was it, or House?
House.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, we're joined now by Mike Lee, and you never know who's going to show up on the Crude Life, guys. Sorry. Jenna Norman and Mike Lee, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yep. All right. And Jenna, could you say hello for me just 1 second?
Hey.
Thank you very much. We're just going to put that mic a little bit closer. Now we're doing fine here. Sometimes we change our oil while driving 90 miles down the interstate, which, as a truck driver, you can probably understand that.
Yeah.
Hopefully. No, I'm just kidding. You are a truck driver, though, is that right?
Yes.
CDL license?
Yep.
The whole deal?
Yep.
What made you gravitate towards that? You don't appear to be very old.
No, I just turned 21.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're much younger than I thought. Okay.
Yeah, I started when I was 18.
Yeah.
Right out of high school, basically, you know.
And you're not from North Dakota?
Yeah, I'm from Georgia.
Not with that accent.
No.
No. Well, maybe the Marmot area, but Marmot area. You're from Georgia?
Yes.
Which part of Georgia?
Rome. It's about an hour from Atlanta.
South? North?
North.
North. I was going to say Macon.
Yeah.
Mason. South. Okay, sorry. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what made you become a truck driver. That's an interesting decision.
Well, right when I graduated high school, you know, it's my parents were, you know, go to college, you know, get a career, you know, lawyer or something, doctor, I don't know. Or it was, you know, go to work. And then dad was, I've always kind of grown up around the trucks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Was never really a girly girl, you know. So I liked all the boy stuff. So being around the trucks, you know, it's kind of what I was used to. And so I graduated high school. And then we kind of joked about getting my CDL. And then, sure enough, I did, and here I am. So,
how long did that take a process?
The class I went to was 2 weeks. It was like a week in class, like book knowledge, stuff like that. And then a week driving and backing and all that good stuff.
Okay. And then how long of a job search did you have after you got your CDL?
So I kind of lucked out, I guess. My dad was been in Nuvera for ever now, and he went to Pat, and they talked about, you know, it's kind of a process because I was so young at 18 for, they kind of took a chance, you know.
Was that primarily the obstacle was your age? Was because
yeah.
There's not a lot of 18-year-old CDL drivers, not a lot of 20-year-old CDL drivers, let alone 21, 22.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And so I get that, you know, just from it's more of a maturity issue of life.
Right.
Just life experience. It has nothing to do with who you are as a person or anything like that.
No.
So I understand that fear, but they took a chance.
Yeah.
She passed the test, so she can do the job we're asking.
Uh-huh.
And what happened after that then? I mean, you were gone, or what type of, you know, hitch did you have, or what type of a schedule did you have for truck driving?
So my schedule was just, I worked whenever I could, you know, just trying to get more driving time under a belt and this and that. So anytime I could work, I worked, and I'm still doing that now. I don't know. I've always liked driving, you know. You get to see a lot of stuff when you're out there, you know, all that. Deers, animals, this and that, and just a bunch of people you meet too.
Getting out in the open road, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so you're right now you're in the flexible phase of your life, or you just you're looking to work and taking on whatever jobs you can get and that sort of thing, huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, transition back in just a second. I'm gonna hop it over to Mike Lee, originally from Montana.
That's right. That's right. God's country.
Boy, you got yourself a Sam Elliott guttural voice there.
I wish I had his face and money.
Man, you should be the new God Beef guy instead of Matthew McConaughey. Boy, we went the wrong direction there.
Well, now you know.
Well, I mean, who do we have? Robert Mitchum, Sam Elliott, Matthew McConaughey. What? He glistens. These other guys are all, you know. So. All right. So when did you come to North Dakota?
I got here on March the 28th. Well, my wife and I got here on March the 28th of 2010.
Okay, 2010. So that was about right at the peak of the height of all the activity.
The boom.
The boom, yeah. I mean, and then I was supposed 2012 was when it's kind of started coming down a little bit at a slower pace until 14, 15, and then, whoa, that was a big step there. So
we experienced all that and been with the same company that entire time, except for one little break in the action era where I tried another company and then came back. And, you know, Jenna underestimates herself. I was a driver trainer when she came on board for Nuvera. And so after her initial training, they wanted me to take her out. And the first place I took her was a place called the Bear Den. And I don't know if you know anything about the Bear Den.
But pretty sure I can figure out what it is.
So it's a dirt road that winds down into the Badlands, and there's several wells back in there that we service. And so I just had her drive.
Oh, it's not a strip club?
No.
Oh, I assumed it was a strip
That's
club.
That's not a bad idea, though. I mean,
the only Bears Dens I've ever heard of is the strip club place. Okay, so
it's an area.
All right, I'm back on the same page now. Okay,
so anyway, I just decided to take her down in there, and she jumped in the truck and she drove down, and it's a pretty exciting. Used to be a lot more exciting, but they've done a better job of getting the road upgraded. But yeah, she drove down in there, drove back out. I said, "Are you nervous?" She wasn't nervous. She just like she'd been doing it all of her life. And your comment about her being the maturity thing. She just came across. I mean, she's a top. Like 5%er of young people. I've got kids of my own, and they're grown now, and you don't run across people like her very often. She's an exception, that's for sure.
Well, how about your move then? What brought you here? I mean, first of all, you're from Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay, now did you lose a bet or throw a dart at the dartboard or, no. You know?
So, actually, my dad was up here by himself.
Okay.
For a year, and then he would fly down here and there. But he stayed here for a year, you know, make sure the money was good. And he finally decided to move the whole family up and been here ever since.
Now, did you go to high school here?
Yes, I did. I graduated from there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when your reservation about coming up here was when you were in junior high or
15? Yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah. I mean, you move across town and you're not going to like that, right?
No. I'd
move, miss all your friends and everything else. Yes. And that sort of thing.
So in my town, you know, you kind of grew up the same people you went to kindergarten with.
Totally.
It's the same people you're going to graduate with. And so I knew those people my whole life. So I didn't really want to move up here. You know, you think North Dakota, like,
mm-hmm.
What's up there, you know? And I'm really glad I did now, you know. I love it here. And
to listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio@thecrudelife.com.
Telling me it's finally a phase, and that soon enough I'll see that I'm crazy for loving you the way that I do, because you could love somebody like you. They say you're too damn small, and I won't pretend it don't matter at all. But no matter what the trouble ahead, I still won't regret this time that I spent. Sad to behold, nothing you could do would make me go. We'll let the world judge what they don't know. Giving me a
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.